few examples of wonderful pictures from National Tourism Office. Case study refers to Israel seeking shalom. Take the spiritual energy of Jerusalem. This is how they promote. They're highlighting Tel Aviv. They're highlighting Jewish-Arab coexistence in culture. Mind it, Israel has local citizens holding Israeli passport, living there for generations. And this is what the fight is about Palestine. Let's not go into politics. Let's talk about what people say. Not as touristy as Jerusalem, the other part, Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. Haifa is the best example of successful Jewish-Arab coexistence in Israel. An easy day trip from Haifa is Kasera National Park, a large archaeological site, a 50-minute ferry ride from Haifa port, Akko or Acre in Hebrew, is a little jewel in the crown of Israel and can be easily explored on foot. So how do the Indian tourists go? Some finest pictures are shown here. How do the people go? Before India having not full diplomatic ties, and before this was an issue for even going to Gulf countries if you had an Israeli visa. But with the diplomatic relation in place now, it is easy to enter Israel through Tel Aviv. Earlier people, Indian travelers, were entering from Jordan, and they were given a piece of paper stamp on the passport, connected to the passport, with no appearance of Israeli arrival and departure stamp on the passport because of the scenario of no healthy relationship between Arab countries and Israel. But all that is past now. Fine example of marketing. So overall, destination marketing is done by tourism board, not the nitty-gritty and the sale. These are again some picture of the famous magic of MP along the river Narmada. Few example, Madhya Pradesh State Tourism Board, Time Passion Trail will take you to the heart of incredible India, the cradle of civilization, the melting pots of culture. Madhya Pradesh, various routes have been mentioned here. Please go through that. Now we have got on the trail some case study of India from Madhya Pradesh. So where all you can go? Journey along river Narmada, rock shelters of Bhimabetka, Udaygiri caves, melting cultures, Greek, Afghan, Buddhist, and Hindu scene in Madhya Pradesh. When we talk of Afghan, we refer to Islamic culture, but not the pure Islamic culture of Arab world. Afghans who were Muslim came to India as ruler and ruled many parts. Like I can mention few rulers who came in from Afghanistan. Exquisite magical Mandu. These are various places, Maheshwar and Omkareshwar, the banks of Narmada, handloom of Maheshwar, Ujjain, land of Mahakumbha. All these are tourist attraction on the trail. Few pictures, case study, Brussels. Brussels is the capital of Belgium and a tourist destination with nothing much to do. It's a small country, 400 kilometers long, so not much of activities can be done. But yes, a dull Western Europe country. Okay, some of the tourist attractions are mentioned here. So marketing facilitation role may be comprised of existing a supporting influence or the tourism industry. Supporting. The tourism industry want blessing and supporting, support coming in on a national level. This is what the National Tourism Department do. Marketing facilitation create marketing collaboration, connection or linkage between an entity and individual travel and tourism organization. Marketing activities also include tourism policy in place. We are working in India, a tourism policy, hopefully that will be launched once again after review. We still, dear student, don't have a tourism law. We don't have a tourist law. We pick up bits and pieces from different law, say like Railway Act, Civil Aviation Act, Consumer Act, and we try to implement to support tourist dispute. We must have a tourism law for which we are working. Our neighboring countries like China and Pakistan have tourism law. So tourism law protects the tourist. Right now we are talking about the tourism policy that is in place, allocating resources, what resources to be allocated for growth of specific region. Like if you have a national park, then you should not be having another strong growth generating element in that region. This is my thought, but basically this is how a destination is picking up. You can't just specifically sell one area and pay less attention or no attention to other areas. So the other areas still remain underdeveloped, not getting much of tourists. Seeking and creating partnership. So you partner with whom? With hotel, car rental company, and so on. So that awareness for your product is done through various selling techniques and various selling arms. The role also includes NDT to focus on making the contribution. What are they? Development of tourism infrastructure. This is the role of any government. Infrastructure development cannot be taken by private sector to promote tourism because huge funding are required. Land belong to the nation. Maximum private sector can do some landscaping to create a beautiful image of their property. But the whole highway has to be done by the center, or in our case, by the state central government and not the private sector. Yes, private sector can create image of a country or a state through bringing in private sector funds. Promotion and marketing address already, providing incentive for accommodation for tourists. Yes, if you are paying in dollars, then you would get 5% cash back. Just an example. I'm not quite sure if these type of examples are feasible. But yes, you can pay less and still get tourist benefit. We are now into the possibly second last slide. Enlightened regulation of tourism industry. Very small detail could result into a unhappy scenario for tourists. Various reports, including attack on women, including misbehaving auto rickshaw driver, service provider, tourist guard, attack on women, rape on women. These have all endangered our tourism industry. Various European countries, Western countries have highlighted on their web portal not to visit India. This is an area that has to be worked out. Government is fully aware of it. They are working towards it. They are penalizing the culprit. But yes, this is a fact. Okay, providing incentive and so on. And with this, we move to the next of the contribution. What does the National Tourism Development Corporation contribute to? It provides investment, not direct investment. They are having financial bodies who are providing fund for startup, for different type of social background, nationals. They give them incentives in the form of 5% investment, 10% investment. They also give opportunity for tax holiday because you have entered and not many were coming. So you are lifting the capacity of the region. They are incentivized by the amount of fund invested, 5 or 10%. And that has been happening around. Research, analysis, monitoring and education. Those of you who are interested, please go down to Ministry of Tourism. There are a lot of statistics available. You can download the soft hard copy and keep it for your further studies. Development and promotion of tourism by initiating domestic and international cooperation. And this is what we can see. Dekho apna desh, a message from Prime Minister Narendra Modi, where he highlighted that yes, you promote that. The message was taking an oath from a domestic tourist before COVID. The claim or the expectation where every single Indian would visit by 2023 15 domestic destination. So that will give a boost. But that we were talking when domestic tourism wasn't seeing much growth, but in the COVID era and when the international fares are sky shooting, they are offering domestic tourism some incentive and reason to travel. Its contribution also towards strengthening the effort of the region, so state becomes strong by attracting tourists because the fundings come from the government in their tourism related IT initiative. We have national award, very much like film award for national level, where all the movies of India's are regarded, say from Tamil Nadu, Malayalam, all these movies are recognized. Likewise, we have recognition of tourism award and chapters like sustainable tourism, responsible tourism have been added for last 5 to 6 years, where tourism board giving special attention to sustainable tourism are rewarded from time to time. Evaluating the external business, very much a necessity regarding environment, governmental policies and vision towards tourism industry. Mind it, India has not as yet given our tourism as an industry status. Because when it gets an industry status, all the benefit that ministry experiences as an awareness for tourism and environmental awareness in the policy, market preparation, fund sourcing. So investment doesn't come directly. It comes through various sources. So with this, I think tourism department create, develop necessary tourism infrastructure. They also provide services, promotion of marketing, creating great awareness with cooperation and providing incentive for accommodation for tourists, establishment of rules and regulation for benefit of tourism, and attracting investor for investment facilities in the form of direct foreign investment. They identify specific region where tax holidays are granted for those who bring investment. Some state give additional 5% incentive to the women entrepreneur, like Odisha gives 5% additional for the investment and other related issues. Development and promotion of tourism by exploring domestic and international association. They approach international tourism association like PATA, UNWTO, World Tourism and Trade Council for what? For exploring the support and promotion, including evaluation, and enhancing the efforts of the regional authorities like state and union territories in their tourism related, including information technology. Dear student, we are now looking at encouragement and promotion of sustainable tourism, a very important element to be born in our mindset that our tourism, worldwide tourism, cannot move forward and sustain it unless we implement sustainable tourism policy. What is that? Broadly to understand, it's a whole lot of discussion that is required, but understand taking care of nature, environment, resources that we have, supporting local community, lifting their capacity, retaining their clientele, taking care of weather, climate, region, environment, and above all, elevating the poverty of the region where tourism product exists. These are sustainable tourism element. Post-COVID, UNWTO, other organization, tourism board have loud and clear said, without sustainable tourism, we cannot move further. You would be just making money and that's it. You have not taken care of your environment. You have earned money. You didn't uplift the capacity of the local people. You move forward. You just earned money. You did not take care of it. So these components of sustainable tourism is to be put forward as a priority requirement in the growth of tourism industry. Sustainable tourism has been also awarded. State of Kerala in our country got award from UNESCO for implementing sustainable tourism policies, practicing them. Another region, Northeast, there was seven sister states, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, and Sikkim. The seven states are well recognized for implementing sustainable tourism policies. Further, the development of human resources required. That's the role of tourism department. Various states have a chapter, a study on tourism in their respective state tourism, state university, where hospitality and tourism is taught on a priority basis. Development of human resources. If you lift the capacity of people living in Northeast or any other state, then definitely they can take up good employment by understanding. That's why we have educational institution in all the Northeastern states, as they have always complained that they are not well connected with the other parts of India. Capacity building, lifting the capacity of the local people, supporting the distribution channel, bringing them into more action, and making direct point of sale approach, benefiting the tourism board. All we are looking at the role of marketing that National Tourism Department do. Participating in joint marketing scheme or venture is another area that is very much working and reaping the benefit for our tourism industry. Dear Sudan, we are looking into marketing facilitation ways for National Tourism Department. All this time we have been listening and hearing and talking about the role of National Tourism Department, and their role plays an important role in lifting. They also do consumer assistance and protection. And the other facilitation they give is education, advisory services for the industry. So these entities give advisory services, how to take, they listen to the problem through various organizations that are operational within the tourism industry, like Thai and Taffy. They approach the Ministry of Tourism in India and want them to implement some policies or give them rewards or benefit from international practices that need to be implemented within India also. So quite an important role Ministry, National Tourism Department do to see that India start getting, or India keep getting good number of tourists. Look at this few entities from Nature Pack for Kerala. When we talk of Nature Pack, we are talking wellness and the way they enjoy the holiday. They have practically involved every single segment of quality printing. They can even QR code. So someone doesn't want to take this whole brochure, can scan and read the detailed part of it. The other one is talking about something from Kerala Tourism, giving feedback through chatbot and so on. They have connectivity to WhatsApp, Facebook, and other social media component. So student, we are looking at various brochures, the role of National Tourism Department or State Tourism Department, all their contribution work in the betterment of tourism. like state tourism are active in holding travel markets, travel mart in respective month. Kerala tourism had this mart in the month of September. Likewise, on the national scale, we do get Madhya Pradesh Tourism Board having their tourism mart, Goa having their tourism mart. Why these all tourism mart happen is to connect the customer, the supplier, the distributor, and the ministry. More pictures. I need Switzerland. A picture from Switzerland, a famous tourist attraction. Many tourists go and visit this. Switzerland, a road trip. People go there, enjoy, ride on the Swiss rail. Another beautiful picture from Switzerland, taking very fine view of the scene around. You look at the clarity of the environment, no pollution to be seen, and infrastructure in the rural area to its best. That's why rural and urban demographic movement doesn't happen much in Switzerland. Because what they have ensured in tourism in Switzerland is they have extended the benefit, they have provided the infrastructure right in the rural areas also, which is the case of migration of rural populace to urban areas in search of employment in our part of the world. They have done this. They have retained the rural community in the rural areas only, providing them the incentive and benefit. So drive your way to Alpine Bliss. And Alpine Bliss is referring to the mountain. Another good picture from Madhya Pradesh, Panchmarhi. This also again from Madhya Pradesh. You will find this looking beautiful in a smaller screen. And Rajasthan, advertising saying in detail, great exemption from tourism sector. They have counted on various unique selling point in this, leaving them with the connectivity, web and Facebook, Twitter connectivity. They mean they are present on social media. We come to an end on this unit. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and we were talking about National Tourism Board's promoting destination in international marketing, the destination in country. Thank you very much. Have a great day ahead.